Yeah, I know exactly what you're talking about. And I've had that happen a couple times. And, well, of course, I was using it as the controller for the repeater. So the whole repeater was dead. And it took me like a week or two to get that taken care of. And I mean, I've been switching over everything to just mini PCs, old Dell Optiplexes and stuff like that. And those are quite a bit more robust than a Pi, because you got a true SSD or a hard drive. Don't put a hard drive in it, but you know, you can use your solid state drive. It's not as susceptible to getting angry about your random writes over time. Sometimes boot up a little bit faster because of the additional, you know, random read speeds or the sequential read speeds. But there's something to be said for the boot time of an SCOM 7330 or a CAT 250 or just a CAT controller in general. Like, you give it power, it immediately starts talking. It's like, hey, I'm alive. And actually, the repeaters I hooked them up to take longer to boot up than the controllers do, which is kind of hilarious. I actually ended up having to set time delays on their startup macros. So that way, after the repeater's fully initialized, then it does its whole, you know, hey, SCOM 330 repeater version whatever, and then I gotta change the timeout timer on this portable. You know, that way you actually know the controller is alive after, you know, power reset. I also found that the Quantars, they don't really like it if you try to transmit on the external push-to-talk line on the system connector before the thing's fully booted up. I've had a couple instances where it just locks up the whole station. I mean, if you had Asterisk, that wouldn't be a problem, because usually it takes about a minute or 2 minutes, sometimes a little longer for that to come up, but the flexibility is nice.